Welcome to week four, day one of How to Write Your Novel in 9 weeks. I'm Bill Dodds, and with me is a sock puppet named Ow, ow, hold on. There's no need to make it sound like that's a bad thing. And a sock puppet. You know, put some oomph into it. You're giving the listener the wrong idea. And with me is a sock puppet named Little Willie Sockspear, who claims to have, claims to have, I've written many, many timeless classic plays, Macbeth, Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, a lot of them that students for centuries have been forced to read. Well, that didn't come out right, did it? Moving on. Today we're going to talk about going with your strengths and overcoming your weaknesses. By now, after 3 long weeks, you've probably discovered some parts of what you've been writing have come more easily than other parts. Maybe it's description, narrative, dialogue. Maybe it's giving some of the backstory on a character or following the basic outline that you came up with on week one, day one. For me, it's always been dialogue, and for a time, I was a little concerned that my fiction had too much of it. Well, then you should write a play. You should be a playwright. Maybe you'll be a good playwright. Because is it not, you know, good, a person, I'm not saying who, a person could be a so-so novelist, could be, a slightly better than so-so playwright. It's something to think about, Bill. I would think about it, were I you. All right. It can be tempting to think that whatever you're best at, your strength, doesn't count. Because it's not the comparative torture that some other parts of writing can be. Or because you know there are world-class writers who are tremendous at another aspect. Aspect? What was that? Aspect. Aspect. Oh, aspect! 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 Aspect. With aspect in something eyes. What was that? What was that? Something. With aspect in... I don't remember. Moving on, the point is, a major novelist that you really like may be very, very good at an aspect of novel writing that you're not so hot at. But after writing for many, many years, I've decided it's not unusual that a writer tends to dismiss his or her strengths and assume that really great writers are those who are more capable in another area. In a similar way, under the general heading of entertainer, the actor admires the singer wishes he or she could dance, the dancer secretly longs to also be a comedian, and the comedian hopes to break into acting. Even after having lots and lots of books published, I still sometimes think my nonfiction work isn't really a book, or my novel isn't really a book because, and I can come up with reasons, other works of nonfiction are so much more scholarly. Or novels have long, complicated plots. I suspect most of my nonfiction could easily be read by a sixth grader. And most of my novels are linear. This happens, then this happens, and then this happens. Maybe a few flashbacks, but not many. On the other hand, it's been nice having readers say, I like your writing because it's easy to read.
Well, that's a very pleasing review. Unless you write only for yourself. Or you don't want, you know, ordinary people to read and enjoy it. And there's nothing wrong with ordinary people reading your novel, dear novelist, and enjoying it. A wonderful thing. So go with your strengths. I'm sorry, Bill. Am I stepping on your toes?
Go ahead.
So go with your strengths and hang in there with your weaknesses. Sometimes, you know, you have someone you're working with that's a little bit... Moving on.
You'll get better in the weak areas, too. And they don't have to be perfect. They don't have to be outstanding. Few writers can do it all. And none do it all the time, in every book.
Well, thank you, Bio. That was very not bad. Tomorrow, I'm going to take a look at The Suffering Writer. See you then.